Hello, I'm so looking forward to seeing you for our Elephants at Home evening. We'll begin at 7 o'clock GMT and we'll be together for around 2 hours. Please arrive on time so we can all start together, as the flow of the evening is a key part of the experience. I'll open the waiting room at 6:50 and I'll close it again at 7 o'clock. Our in-person events are designed to be multi-sensory and this is no different. You'll find full details on this page plus everything you need to have ready for the session, including the downloads at the very bottom of this page. Here are the full details of what to bring and what to expect. There's something for all the senses. Look, a candle or more. The more the better, but one will do just fine. If you have a fancy carved candle that you'll be sad to see melt away, opt for a simpler one that you can find at home instead. Touch, a personal treasure. Bring along an item you can find in your home that brings you comfort. Bring something to write with, and bring printouts of the card templates and conversation decks in the download section below. If it's not possible to print the questions, please write them down before coming. Listen. Soul food stories. This one's a gift from our group to each other. We'll each have 3 minutes to share one story about the elephant in the room, uncertainty. Listen deeply as each person shares their story. There is absolutely no judgment here. All stories are welcomed as long as they are true and as long as they are personal to you. Unless you want to, there's no need to script it. Most people usually think about the theme beforehand and then they just speak from the heart on the night. Your sound will be muted at times when silence is important in the moment. When the time's right, I'll either allow sound back into the group or for you individually. Smell. Scented inhalations. We'll do a little bit of breath work at the beginning and at the end of the evening. If your candle is scented, lovely, breathe it all in. If not, the smell of your meal will wake your senses up to its deliciousness. Taking in these smells and remaining conscious of them throughout the evening will give you a sense of cozy comfort during our time together. Taste, a meal of togetherness. We may not be gathering in person around our usual dinner table, but that doesn't mean we can't enjoy a meal together. Bring your dinner along to the session and nourish your body as well as your mind. If you'd like some inspiration, there's a link to the recipe for what I'll be eating by this sentence below, and another link to a super speedy video to see how to make it. It's a lovely, quick, store cupboard recipe made from ingredients you'll likely have at home. I'd love to share it with you, but you're also welcome to bring whatever meal you feel like eating with us. Bring something to drink too. Make it a lovely glass of vino, a warm mug of tea, or whatever feels good to you, as long as it's there with you at the beginning of the session. Feel. Mood lighting. Our atmosphere is what makes Eating with Elephants dinners so uniquely special, and this is no different. We'll be a nice intimate group so you can see everyone as clearly as possible. Choose a space that's as quiet and comfortable as possible to get the most out of our time together. Place your candle in front of you during the session so you can look at it while you're facing the rest of the group. Light as many other candles as you have or want to use. Dim your lights if you can, or turn them off and switch on some lamps instead. It's completely up to you. Ideally, you should also place one lamp somewhere that it can shine directly towards your face so we can see you clearly. The main thing, though, is that your space is as tranquil as possible, so we can all get as close to the feeling of swapping stories around a campfire. If you have any questions, just hit reply to the email that I've sent you, and I'll answer them as soon as I can. Otherwise, I'm really looking forward to our time together. I can't wait to see you and hear your story.